Joining us by phone this morning is Kimber Ralstead. She is the administrator for the Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Good morning, Kimber.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, Kimber, part two of the ongoing Blue Cross Blue Shield situation. We have talked about this a number of times, and I've gotten some emails and phone calls from people who are concerned about this. So maybe you could give us an update on where we are with the ongoing situation with Blue Cross.
Well, as you know, we received a notice from Blue Cross back in February, and they said they were changing their business model, and it was pretty significant. And they were also changing their reimbursement, which would impact our facility, in this case, $275,000. We had sent letters, have attempted to negotiate. We'd actually had one phone call, actually, even prior to getting good information. And we've sent letters. This is also an issue, just FYI, that's not only impacting Cook County North Shore Hospital, but it's also impacting pretty much the state of Minnesota. So there are many other facilities that are involved in this. And we received a letter last week from Blue Cross, and we had essentially had talked to them and said, you know, we need to negotiate with you, and if you're not willing to negotiate with us, we might not have any choice but to not be a member of your network. And they kind of preempted it and sent us a letter saying, okay, fine, you won't be a member of our network. We will terminate you. And so they're planning on doing that as of July 30th. We are still trying to talk to them. The Hospital Association issued a press release. And also, I believe the Attorney General met with Blue Cross yesterday. So she's getting involved. So, you know, there are many organizations and many other groups that are trying to talk to Blue Cross and see if we can't come to some kind of a reasonable resolution so that we can move to at least the payment methodology that they want and not impact so dramatically the organizations and impact us to the point where we're not viable.
What exactly happens on the 30th of July? If the impasse stays?
If it stays and they say, you know, we don't want you in our network, is essentially what they're saying, then at that point we would be considered not a network facility. And we would still continue to submit bills if the patient came in to Blue Cross and or came into the hospital, and we would submit the bill to Blue Cross. And then at that point, you know, all payments go to the patient. There are penalties to the patient because they use an out-of-network facility. And then we just bill the patient directly. They pay us, and then Blue Cross pays them. But it's not a good thing for the patients. And one of our points to a variety of people, including Blue Cross, is that, you know, really who you're impacting the most are your Blue Cross subscribers that live and visit in Cook County.
Now, this is quite separate from any Blue Cross policy that I might have, right? This is the deal between the hospital and Blue Cross.
This is our agreement as a provider. So there is, you know, it's my agreement as a provider. It's pick somebody, Winona's, you know, they're in the other opposite end of the state. It's their agreement with Blue Cross. It would be Ascension's agreement with Blue Cross. This is individual organizations' agreements with Blue Cross.
Now, you have had a payment methodology that's been used for a lot of small hospitals for a long, long time, which is a below cost or just above cost set by Blue Cross. And what their new payment methodology is lowering that amount?
Correct. And I can talk to our example, but in our situation, their own impact statement says that it would reduce our reimbursement from Blue Cross by approximately 12.2%. So on 25% of our business, we would receive 12.2% less. And that's not a viable option. So, you know, we would essentially put us at risk there. And then we'd have, you know, as a county, you know, a district facility, we'd be going back saying, well, you know, in order to continue our operation as an organization, we'd have to go back on a tax levy. And I don't think that's an appropriate thing to do. I do think that Blue Cross should have to pay us fairly and appropriately.
So when you wanted to negotiate something with them, you were willing to adjust, but not 12.2%.
Well, we're sure willing to talk about it. We're definitely willing to talk to them about their change in payment methodology. There are two issues going on. One is a change in payment methodology, just how they figure out how we get paid. And then the other one is actually what they're going to pay us. They call that a base rate. And so there are multiple things that they're changing all in this process.
Well, with how they pay you, what is that? What does that amount to?
It's kind of how they pay us is, in the past, we would say, and I'll give you an example, in the ER, we would send a bill and it would have itemized charges. And our charges are a lot based upon our costs. And they, Blue Cross, have worked with us and, you know what our Medicare reimbursements are. And so they figure out that process. But they've never bundled things. So one of the examples that they gave us is we had an ER patient. They had an ambulance run to the hospital and then got transferred to Duluth. They had multiple diagnostics. So they had labs, radiology, CT, IVs, medications, et cetera. It would have been a bill of over $10,000 to us. You know, that's what our charges were. And they were going to reimburse us about $2,600. That's a big difference. And the area that Blue Cross is really targeting is the emergency room and the diagnostics, the very thing that most people utilize in our organization.
The Minnesota Hospital Association has weighed in on this, and they're concerned because Blue Cross apparently is doing this not all at once with the critical care hospitals, but also doing it, they say, 25-30% at a time.
Yeah.
To create less of a stir, I suppose.
Well, I think they created a stir regardless. When you start getting the Attorney General and, you know, the Commissioner of Health and other people involved, partially because so many of us said, oh my gosh, this impacts our viability. You know, we need to talk.
So is there another step here, or are you waiting for bigger guns to weigh in on the battle?
Well, at this point, like I said, we're continuing the discussion with, you know, a variety, obviously the Attorney General being involved, the Commissioner of Health, the Minnesota Hospital Association, and, you know, there are ongoing meetings at this point in time, and hopefully you'll continue to allow us to keep people informed, and if and when we have to have a community call to action, we will definitely keep people informed.
Okay, we've been speaking with Kimber Ralstead. She is the administrator for Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Thank you, and we will indeed stay in touch.
Thank you, Jay.